BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. Vladimir Putin has said his victory in Russia's presidential election shows the trust of the people in its current path. In a speech, after early results indicated he'd won almost 90% of the vote, Mr. Putin said that when Russia was united, it could not be intimidated or suppressed. Here's the BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko.
Some people say that he will feel emboldened and more empowered, as if he needs that, because even before this election, he had everything under control. But the fact is, few autocratic leaders like to be called autocrats. They prefer to show to people at home and abroad that, look, my people are voting for me, they want me to stay. And this is one big reason why this quote-unquote election was held.
The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said it was clear to the world that Mr. Putin would stop at nothing to rule forever. He said there was no evil the Russian president would not commit. The White House said the Russian election was obviously not free and fair. Will Vernon is in Washington.
We've had a very brief statement from the White House after the initial results, in inverted commas, were released. They said the elections are obviously not free nor fair, given how Mr. Putin has imprisoned political opponents and prevented others from running against him. And that really echoes what many people were telling me down at the Russian embassy here in Washington earlier. Several hundred people had gathered to cast their votes, but also many of them to hold a protest against Vladimir Putin.
The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has promised that Palestinian civilians will be able to leave Rafah before Israeli forces launch their assault on the city in southern Gaza. Mr. Netanyahu sought to allay international fears over the fate of around 1.5 million people taking refuge in Rafah. But he reiterated that Israel's goal was to eliminate terrorists in the city. The European Union and Egypt have signed an $8 billion agreement aimed at boosting cooperation in trade and security, as well as trying to stem the flow of migrants into Europe. The deal upgrades the EU's relationship with Egypt to a strategic partnership. Here's Sebastian Usher.
This is an attempt to bolster the stability of Egypt, putting over 3 years this amount of money into the economy through a series of grants and loans. It does come at a time that Egypt is in a slightly better situation. It's just done a deal with the UAE of the same kind of amount of money, which has helped it to deal with some of its real problems. The fact that it's so deeply indebted has been the key issue with the economy. And that's one of the things which has driven Egyptians in recent years to want to leave, to actually go on these migrant routes.
World news from the BBC. A BBC investigation has revealed that dozens of women from Malawi working as domestic servants in Oman have suffered abuse. They had travelled to the Gulf state after being promised good jobs by recruitment agents. Azizat Ola Aluwa has the details.
Women told Africa Eye that they were beaten, raped and treated like prisoners whilst working in the Gulf country. The Malawi government has paid over $160,000 to release and repatriate more than 50 female domestic workers. According to recent data, there have been no prosecutions of Omani nationals for treatment of domestic workers. Oman's labor ministry has told the BBC forced labor is illegal, and it has only received one complaint from a Malawian domestic worker in the 2 years to 2023.
A chartered flight carrying U.S. citizens out of Haiti has arrived in Miami, with about 24 people on board. It had flown out of the northern town of Cap Haitien as gang violence has closed the airport in the capital, Port-au-Prince. The embassy had warned that Americans would have to travel to Cap Haitien at their own risk. There have been violent clashes between fans and players at the end of a football match in the Turkish Super League. Supporters of Trabzonspor invaded the pitch and attacked visiting Fenerbahce players who were celebrating a 3-2 victory. Videos showed one fan threatening a player with a corner flag, while the Fenerbahce goalkeeper was reportedly punched in the face. Two people are being treated for their injuries in Slovakia after being attacked by a bear in the town of Liptovský Mikuláš. A woman suffered an injury to her shoulder while a man got a gash on his head. It came a day after a Belarusian woman apparently fell to her death as she was chased by a bear in the nearby Low Tatra Mountains. That's the latest BBC World News.